You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, the second hour of the Rural Survival Show on Saturday, 17 April, 2021. Rick and I have talked about a lot of things in the past hour. You can go ahead and start calling in now if you want, 512-248-8252. Rick's got to go, and Lori is off for today, so I'm going to be riding solo for the next hour, but Rick is going to give his prayer, which I sincerely appreciate, and which is always appropriate.
Well, yeah, as soon as I take off now, I've got a bunch of onion starts. These would be starts procured from Dixondale that I couldn't get into the garden anywhere. I'm out of space, but I've got some 24-inch tubs, and what I will do will be I will just pack those things in there just as tight as I can, maybe 75 in each tub, and I will simply just grow those out to scallions, which I like just as well as I like onions, but this way they won't go to waste. And by the way, you can do that too. You don't have to grow an onion all the way to maturity. You can grow yourself spring onions. They're lovely.
Yeah,
they taste great in a salad, and they taste great if you just put some sea salt in a plate and just dunk them in there and eat them. It'll make a mess of your breath, but okay. Holy Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all of the other evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Well, thank you, Rick. Well, buddy, yeah, if it's okay with you, I'll give you a call after dark. I'm not going to tear up your work day. I'd really like to talk some more about this cold wallet thing, if you've got the time.
Yeah, I do. And Jay and I are working diligently on the storage of the Theta stuff. I think as this thing trends higher and higher, it's going to be more and more frightening to have large amounts of money stuck in the stratosphere. It freaks me out. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with the crypto situation, really. But I, like I said before, I mean, seriously, what choice do I have? The banks and the Federal Reserve, inflation, deflation, war, none of these people are leaving me with any choice but to seek safety outside of their system. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. We need to get to the bottom of this.
I agree. All right,
yeah,
buddy.
All right.
Well, okay. I do appreciate you being on today. Thank you.
Okay, no big deal. Not at all. I'll talk to you in a while.
All right. Bye-bye, Rick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 512-248-8252. We'll pretty much talk about anything you want to within reason. Man, there's so much stuff to talk about, so many things going on. I was watching YouTube last night, and there were protests/riots in Oakland and everything else. You know, I think there was some in New York City. I know there was in Portland. I heard they burned down a Target in Portland. Okay, next we're going to go to Leon in Washington, on line three. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, Tim. I haven't never had a chance to call into your program. I enjoy what you guys bring out.
Oh, thank you.
I talked to John Moore yesterday about your mask, and I guess what your conclusion was to just give you a call on your program because you have a you have a secret phone number or something that I don't know how to get a hold of you. My question
it's not secret, Leon. I just don't give it out on the air for obvious reasons. It's just too hard for me to keep up.
Right. Okay.
You know, I've got three jobs, and
It's
interesting. I'll put it like that.
Anyway, I'm trying to learn more about your mask. I understand it's just a novelty, but really the mask we're wearing are a novelty too. Means they don't protect anything. They don't protect your know-how. My wife and I are getting tired. We're 74 years old, both of us, and we're getting tired of them. So if we could breathe through your mask, it's good. But there's some. You had a commenter on one of your downline there that said he didn't like the one color or so because you could see the people's face through it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which ones would be the best ones to get?
Well, if you don't want your face to be seen, my guess is the black would be the best color. You know, we've got, I think, 15, 16 color choices. Let me see, three,
six. Well, you
don't
have them on the site, though.
Well, actually, we do. If you go to ruralsurvival.life and click on the link, it should take you right to the mask order page. I guess I need to check that. But we've got
there
various
was only
collect-
four last time.
Okay, I need to check that then. But where you actually put the order in at, the links are there to look at all the masks, and that's actually on Shopify, shopify.com, which is not my site. I mean, it's a site for processing orders. And, I know I'm going to make sure the links are there after the show.
I'm getting tired of it, and more people where I'm working are getting the jab, and I'm getting tired of wearing it. If I got to wear the mask, then I want to be able to breathe through it, because
I've been
around too long to know any different, you know.
Well, the reason these masks came up, it was John Moore's idea, actually, and he said, why don't you make some out of mosquito netting? I got to thinking about it, and we made a couple of prototypes, and I loved them. I've got COPD, and I don't know how much of it's mental and how much of it's physical, but I find those paper masks very hard to breathe through, and I actually feel claustrophobic. But with these mosquito netting masks, I actually forget I'm wearing them, Leon, and I really like them. And boy, have we been selling them. We have been selling the heck out of them.
Well, I could see them over. I could put it over my nose with no problem, then under my glasses, so I wouldn't get this steam coming up on my glasses, right?
Right, exactly. Everything you exhale goes straight out. You know, so you don't have that steam buildup and all that. I wear glasses, too, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And so far, the only place that I have not been able to get away with wearing the mosquito mask net or mosquito netting mask, I'll get it out eventually, the mask I sell. And the only place I haven't been able to wear them is the VA hospitals. I don't know if they're a cut above in surveillance than other places, but you can't get away with it. I haven't been able to get away with it in two different VA hospitals. One I was, but that's the only place I've ever been challenged.
Well, I haven't been to I'm kind of trying to stay away from them, stay away from the VA because are they trying to force the jab on you?
Not at all. Actually, my doctor recommended that I did not get it because I've got so many issues. In fact, now I'm not identifying her, but she says her daughters, who are of childbearing age, she absolutely forbade them from getting the shot. You know, so she says she might wind up getting it because she's done with having kids and all. But these RNA vaccines, my personal doctor. Well, yeah, no, it's a shot. It's an injection. It is absolutely not a vaccine.
Absolutely not. So, I hope they get sued on that pretense that it's not a vaccine and not approved, but nobody's got the guts to do it against almighty.
Well, not
God
only
farmers.
That, the vaccine manufacturers, as I'm sure you know, Leon, are exempt or what's the word I'm looking for? They have no legal, there's no legal remedy against them. You've got to go to a U.S. vaccine court to get any remedy.
Well, you don't get it now there either.
No, of course not.
Not for this one. They kind of built that. They built that into it. That ought to tell the public something, but they use the pretense. Well, if you don't give us excuse, we can't guarantee it. So that should have told people something. But oh, they're so panicky. It's all property. I was listening to Vernon Jordan's video this morning, the latest one on Republic that's been transferred over. Well, he goes through the whole mess. When you get through what he tells you on there, he speaks for quite a while, and you can get the transcript and everything else. We're at war, and there's no doubt, I agree with him, we're at war no matter what. But getting back to the mask, look, I don't want to keep you, there's probably somebody else wanting to get online, but so the black one seems to be the mode everywhere. I go to work and there's a lot of people running around with a black one. So the main point is I don't want anybody to detect that I have a special mask. You know what I mean? And let them try to figure it out. But if I have that, some of those look right on your screen on the website, like I can see white through the backside of it looking from the front. So if they can see the white, if you can see the white there, they can see my skin underneath and they're going to be suspicious of it. So, but a lot
buddy,
of people wearing black, I suppose.
You
had a silver one, too. I guess that one of your commenters on a website said, I thought he said black or silver, but I'm not sure.
He might have said silver. We the silver and the blue and the red, now, I don't think you'd like to wear these. They're shiny sequins, Leon, and you cannot see through them. The women really like them. But
I'll have to look at your website and see if you got the new ones up there because I haven't seen anything with sequins. So.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Leon. If you would, don't hang up when we're done. Sam, if you would pick up and get Leon's email address for me and so I can send him the exact links to everything. And then I'm going to check the website after the show and make sure everything's there.
Well, that would work good. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get in on your conversation today. I was talking with my wife, and then I had to call back because I wasn't even listening about when I could call in. I just, talking with John yesterday, I wanted to get a hold of you and see which ones to get because my wife finally said, well, let's get them and try it, and they're quite expensive. But if they'll work like you say you do, I think we want to try it because she's claustrophobic to start with, so.
Well, I think I am a little bit too, even though I was a submariner. But I think what it is having that paper over my face. One, I know it makes it harder for me to breathe, but I think some of it's mental too. Just having that paper, you know, right up against my face and the hot air coming back on me. Anyway. I don't wear the paper mask.
I have a couple of suggestions for you as far as the meds goes. Then I want to give you some other information.
Sure.
If it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
What about if you had somebody actually wear the different masks and so we could see them with more of a true camera-type picture, if you know what I'm saying? That way we could see what it really looks like on your face, and I think that would enhance it a whole lot for people to make up their mind which way to go.
All right, I'll try to do that. I think I can make that happen. Might take me a week or so to get it done, but I think I can make that happen.
That's okay. It's just a suggestion. So I'm planning on getting either the black ones or whichever ones. Yeah, if you could send me that link with the actual colors and pictures you want, then I can show it to my wife. which one. Okay. If we spend the money on them, we want to get one that we might like. So,
of course.
Do people, is it washable and everything else or what?
Oh, yeah. Well, you watch it, you know, not regular, what they call general cycle, but you don't put it in a dryer. You let it air dry.
Okay, gentle cycle and don't let it in a dryer. Okay. Another question.
My wife has cars by hand and then hangs them up.
Okay. One other thing now off the subject is, have you ever looked into magnetic therapy?
Yes, when it first came out, and there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know how effective it is, but when it first, when I first knew about it in the late 90s, I did do some research into it. In fact, somewhere around here, I've even got, I think, one of their bracelets. I forgot the company, but make a long story short, I have nothing against it. It just didn't do a whole lot for me.
A little more information. I'm not into the magnetic on the bracelet. What I have worn for over 20 years now is 4,500 gausses or more of the negative energy going through. It's right over my breastbone, about where a woman's bra crosses or second button down from our shirts, and I wear those every day, just about every day, except maybe on the weekend a little bit. And then I sleep on a powerful 4,500 magnet, 4,500 Gauss magnet every night for a decent night's sleep. It triggers the pituitary gland to go into, so you get a good sleep from it, and what's the natural melatonin kicks it out. It has worked for me, and my family and I have been using them for about 20 years, I think it is. This is what, 20.
Cool.
So it's something you might do to help you with your breathing. What it does is puts more oxygen into your system all the time by turning the molecules in such a way that they can get inside the cell. So it has been proven years and years and years ago, but it's never been advertised because, you know, everything's got to go through our famous god called pharma. So anyway, I just wanted to pass that on to you. If you're interested, you can. When he sends me my email, you can just request it back, and we can talk more sometime or whatever you want to do. If you're interested,
that sounds great, Leon. Yes, I'm always interested. You know, I suffer from tremendous pain, and folks, I'm not whining. It's just life, and I'm always interested in something. In fact, the VA is sending me to an acupuncturist.
Wow, sometime. How'd you get away with that?
I'm in a pain clinic, they've recommended it. That's how bad my pain is. They set me up with a special doctor just to manage my pain.
Wow. Oh, one other thing I'll tell you, that, like, if I stub my finger, pinch my finger or something, I put the negative, it's a special magnet. You can't just put an ordinary magnet on, but a special magnet you put on, I can put it over that that pinch or whatever, in just a few seconds. Well, within 5 minutes probably, the pain goes away. There's no blood blister, even though sometimes you do get blood under your skin, but no big blister that pops up on top. You know how you get sometimes when you pinch.
Right. Oh, yes, I do.
So anyway, it works great. I had a girl one time, got both of her thumbs on a meat slicer.
Ooh.
She happened to go on a trip with us, and I gave her the magnet, these big bar magnets, to put her fingers on. About 20 minutes later in the trip, she said, wow, these things really do work. My pain's all gone. Great.
That is wonderful.
I know it works, but that's the way it is. So anyway, there's a lot of folks listening, I know, but there is information on that. So, but you got to have the right kind, and it's specified, so. Anyway, I hear the music coming, and I'll let you go, and thank you for everything.
Yeah,
thank you
very
much. I
got
too much to go on. I wanted to get a hold of you, though. Okay, thank
you. All right. Thank you, Leon. Sam, please pick up on Leon, and if you would, sir, get his email address for me. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. 512-248-8255. 512-248-8252.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Saturday, the 17th day of April, year of our Lord, 2021. I'm flying solo today. The call-in number is 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Jim in New York on line one. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, hi, Tim. Yeah, I just went to your site. I think I'm going to buy some more masks.
Okay, thank you.
I see you have them in red and blue. That sounds...
Yeah. They're a real shiny, like what a woman would wear to a Christmas party, something like that. So, if you got a missus that would like those, we can sure supply them.
Yeah, it's a great product, and I encourage the RBN audience to buy them. It's well worth the money. Because, especially when it gets hot, I have trouble breathing through them.
Me too. Me too, buddy.
And I was reading some of those masks, or the green ones that they wear in a, look like a hospital, that they actually have particles that are not good for you.
I don't doubt that.
It's very unhealthy.
Well, you know, the thing I find funny is these paper ones that some of the stores and hospitals hand out to people. You know, you can look right on the side of the box, and it tells you it doesn't protect from any viruses. But yet they're handing them out with the pretense that, oh, this is keep you from getting sick or keep you from spreading a virus. You know, a blatant lie when the box says right on it, it don't do that. You know, I just find that amazing.
Yeah. Yes. No, but yours is a great product, and I encourage everyone to go to ruralsurvival.life, and it's a terrific product. So what else is happening? You know, I've been saying since November all this silly talk about a civil war that I hear on RBN. You know, it's tax time. And I wonder how many of these guys talking about a civil war paid their taxes. My guess,
yeah.
95% paid their taxes.
Oh, I'd say at least.
So it looks like the Civil War will be delayed at least for another year. And I keep saying, Americans are law-abiding. They try to be good citizens, and they pay their taxes, and they try to be model citizens. So this Civil War talk is crazy talk.
Well, I agree. And, you know, I'll tell you, Jim, it's been my experience, and unfortunately I've got a lot of it, but it's my experience that revolutions don't happen, or revolts, however you want to put it, don't happen until things reach such a state in people's lives that they see death as better than continuing with the status quo. We're nowhere near that in this country. Nowhere near it.
I agree 100%. It's so true. And people will, you know, I've always said no civil war. Civil disturbance, yes. We already have it. We've had
it. Yeah. I watched it last night live and in living color on YouTube.
Yeah, but that's, you know, these fake or these George Floyd protests. And by the way,
right.
I think that whole thing was faked. I don't even think he's dead. Remember, he had a closed casket funeral. I think it was a psyop, and they used it. They're very clever. When people a year ago, when people were starting to get antsy about the lockdown, all of a sudden this happened. So it took people's protests away from the lockdown and put it on this fake George Floyd issue. So it's very clever. They changed the topic. And
well, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm absolutely not saying you're wrong, Jim. I will say I don't know for sure, you know, if he's dead or alive. But I know one thing, that police officer that had his knee on his neck, which, by the way, was not his cause of death. He had enough fentanyl in his system to kill three or four men, and he would have died anyway. But
yes.
I tell you what, we got a break coming up, Jim. Why don't you hang on through the break? We don't have any other callers. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 512-248-8252.
Mm-hmm. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Saturday, the 17th day of April, year of our Lord, 2021. You are listening to the Rural Survival Show on RBN. Right now, we're talking to Jim in New York. So, Jim, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think the George Floyd incident was faked. I think it's a psyop. And, you know, there was this one of the, quote, witnesses. They had a witnesses, and Darnella was her name. And she said, this is what she testified under oath. When I look at George Floyd, I look at my dad, I look at my brothers, I look at my cousins, my uncles, because they are all black. And I look at that, and I look at how that could have been one of them. A statement like that would be objected
to. Well, where's the relevance, Jim? Where's the relevance?
That's the point. Statement, witnesses can't make statements like that. In a real trial, the defense would have said objection, and that would have been it, would have been stricken in a real trial.
But I agree.
This is a fake trial. these emotional statements are allowed. So this trial is fake.
And I wonder what's going to happen, Jim. It's been prognosticated by a lot of my friends and coworkers, and when I say coworkers, other talk show hosts that I talk to routinely, that no matter what the verdict is, we're going to have massive riots. And if it is a show trial, like you and I believe it is, the verdict then is already predetermined. Where do you see this going? What do you think's going to happen?
I think my guess is it'll happen however the script writers at the CIA and the intelligence agencies want it to happen. If they want riots, we're going to get riots. The media is everything. And if the media wants riots, then we're going to get riots. And it's great to divide and conquer, an old tactic.
Well, I think that's where they're going to go. I think we're going to see Officer Chauvin, or however you say his name, I think that's right, be exonerated, be acquitted. And then I think the cities are going to come unglued. And I am so thankful I don't live anywhere near a city.
Yes, especially it seems like Minneapolis and Portland.
And Oakland.
Those certain cities have been selected by the intelligence agencies to run these operations. And I think it's all fake. I think a lot of these so-called protesters are government agents.
Hired. I don't think they're government agents. I think they're outside contractors, and technically. In other words, people that have been offered a chance to make $100 a night to go out and protest. Now, I know for a fact that in the protest outside of St. Louis, I'm drawing a blank on the name of the town, even though I've been there for many, many times. But the protesters were proudly showing their check stubs to some of my friends that were up there working security. They got paid to be there, and they were proud of it.
Yeah, well, people need to make a living. They want maybe if they paid me $1,000, I'd go there and just pretend just to get the money.
But well, that's what a lot of them were doing. They put them up in a motel, they fed them 3 squares a day, and they paid them to get out every night and pretend to protest. And of course, there were the diehards that were there to do damage too. I don't know if they were paid. They probably were, but they just took advantage of the situation. I don't know. I can't get in their minds. But I do know that they're in Ferguson, that they were paid, that many of them were paid to be there. I know that for a fact.
Oh, no question about it. But the ones leading the protests, they're probably FBI and intelligence informants, agent provocateurs, the ones leading the protests. Then they get the dupes to follow along. Is there any caller behind me?
Yes, there is one. Okay. So I'll tell you what. Jim, I really appreciate your calls. Why don't we go ahead and go to the next caller, though?
Yes. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Jim. Thank you, sir. Okay, next we go to Leon in Washington on line 5. Good morning, Leon. What did we forget, buddy?
Yeah, I forgot to ask you. I'm trying to order them now. My wife said, just go ahead and order them before we don't get any. So I guess we'll go with the black. But the regular size, does that match with one of these blue things they hand out at work?
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Well, what about the extra large? I mean, I've got a big head, but I'm not sure for her, and she wears a bun, so I don't know if she get the extra large or the regular.
Here's the thing. If you get the extra large, you can always tie a little loop in the elastic if it's too big.
Okay.
You know, that's what a lot of people are doing because they're not sure on size. And in reality, I don't, you know, everybody's head is different.
Definitely.
I had an adult woman here recently that ordered the regular size and they were too big.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
That size is our biggest problem.
Yeah, okay. Well, tried to figure it out here then. So regular is supposed to be like a normal one.
Yes.
I guess I just don't want it to cut behind my ears. You know, it'd be pain enough during the week. So.
Right. I understand.
And is the material the same, just a longer loop? Is that the idea?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Same size material. So that wouldn't matter no matter what. It's just a matter of do I want the longer loop or the regular loop.
That is correct, sir.
Okay, well, that, you probably solved the problem. Then I'll just get the longer one. If it don't work, I'll put a knot in it or something. So, okay.
Right.
All right, that's all I wanted to know. Sorry to cut Jim off there, but I just forgot
to ask that question.
And she just decided we go to order, but I'm still looking forward to the information you send me for other people. Okay.
How long
does it take to get these about?
It depends.
Do you have a stock now?
Right. I normally don't ship on the weekends because it doesn't go anywhere. Our mail truck runs, the one that takes mail out of town, runs at 5 p.m. Normally, if I get them to the post office right away, they'll go out that day. I would say ballpark in the continental United States is 5 days.
All right. I just use a post office box because I had my other park box rammed into and that. So it'd be come by post office and I give you my post office box. Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Jim. Tim, excuse me. I got Jim and Tim except this morning. But Tim then. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it there on. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Leon. Ladies and gentlemen, this mask thing we started last August has taken off and taken on a life of its own. I'm really happy that I'm able to help people, and I'm really proud of our customer service. You know, when there is a problem, we fix it. But that happens maybe 2 or 3 out of every 100 orders. You know, the post office loses a mask or an order or something like that. We try, you know, everything we ship, unless requested otherwise, goes first class with a tracking number. So we don't lose much mail, or the post office doesn't lose much mail. We don't lose any of it. But if you guys want one of these masks, go to ruralsurvival.life, top left-hand corner or area of the page. You'll see a link for the mask. And after the show, I'll make sure all those links still work. And take a look at them. I think you'll like them. Right now, they're $14.95 each. The price is going to go up the 1st of May. We have to. Everything's costing us more money. And in order to make, you know, I try to make $5 profit a mask. I'm not going to lie to you. And in order to maintain that, we're going to have to raise the price by about 50 cents a mask. So that's where we're at. But you order it, we'll ship it. And we have the capability of filling wholesale orders too. In fact, I just filled one here recently. It was big enough I had to use a priority mail box. So wholesale orders. So if you guys are interested, take a look. All right. Call-in number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Give us a call. We'll talk about pretty much whatever you want to. You know, Jim and I were talking about, you know, the possibilities of the final decision on Officer Chauvin there in Brooklyn Heights, Minnesota. You know, I don't know where this is going to go. I don't think anybody knows for sure. But like I was telling Jim, you know, a lot of the people I work with really believe that no matter what the verdict is, the cities are going to burn again. If he's convicted of anything, my guess is it'll be manslaughter, which the power, not the powers that be, but the general public is going to see as not enough of a penalty. You know, he's charged. I forgot how they do it there in Minnesota, but apparently he's charged with various degrees of murder and manslaughter. And I think they just throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. So we'll just have to wait and see. But folks, if you live in a city, be prepared to, I guess, either shelter in place and in a secure place or get out. That's all I can say. I've lived out here in the sticks for the past 30 years. I used to be very street smart in the cities. Not so much anymore. Lori and I were stationed in New Orleans. We were stationed in Charleston, South Carolina. And we both had a lot of street smarts when it came to the cities. I just don't know, you know, what kind of advice to give for people that live in the cities now. Things have changed. People have changed. Their morals have changed. So, you know, let your conscience be your guide. That's all I can say. We've got Jim in New York back on line one. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, I figure you might want another caller. Is there anyone after me?
No, sir, there's not.
Okay. You know, there's a great site, if you're interested. Very interesting. Miles Mathis. He does updates, and he posts how all this things on TV are fake. The riots
Oh, yeah.
He even goes back in time. It's fascinating. The Manson, Charles Manson.
Right.
That was a big psyop. And it's mind-blowing. And Miles Mathis, go to Miles Mathis, the Tate murders. And Tim, this will blow your mind. If you have an open mind and you're interested, he also has a paper on Ted Bundy. And it's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So these psyops have been going on since the 60s. It's nothing new. And, yeah, I encourage everyone to go Miles Mathis, Tate murders. Do I agree with everything he says? No. But he asks incredible questions. For one, Tex Watson, who was one of the murderers in the Tate murders, he fathered three children apparently while he was on death row.
Oh, boy.
How is that possible? Well,
I don't know.
I'll tell you how it's possible. It's possible if it was faked and he was never in prison. Also, Ted Bundy fathered a child after his conviction and he was on death row. How is that possible?
Well, you know, it's not possible if he was truly on death row.
Right.
You
so
know,
that's
I remember the Bundy thing. I actually followed it. I was originally born and raised in Florida. And so, you know, I kind of followed that, even though, you know, I didn't live in Florida anymore. There's a lot in the Bundy deal. there was a lot of inconsistencies. And there was a point, and this is before I understood fake news, there was a couple of points that I actually wondered if they were going to be able to convict him.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there were inconsistencies. I don't remember it all. You know, that was, what, 40 years ago almost?
Over 40 years. It was, the trial, I believe, was 1979.
Right.
With Ted Bundy.
Just before my wife and I got married. I remember that.
Yes. But I tell you, if you go to Miles Mathis, go to the Tate murders and the Bundy case, and he asks questions that make out. Plus, another thing, I never seen with Bundy someone, a murderer, so photographed. You go to the images of Ted Bundy, there's hundreds, even thousands of photographs of him smiling in court and with his girlfriend and relatives. It makes no sense. But it does make sense if it's a psyop and it's faked. Because no one, murderers of that accused of those crimes, they would never be able to father a child. They would never put a woman in the same room with Ted Bundy or Tex Watson. Never.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
But they would do it if the whole thing was faked.
Right. Well, I'm not saying you're wrong, Jim. You know, I've seen Stranger Things. Which I can't talk about, or I won't talk about on the air, but I've seen Stranger Things. I'm not saying you're wrong. And I'm one of these people with an open mind, and I will Google that. You said it was
Miles Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S, Miles Mathis, the Tate murders, and also Ted Bundy. And if you read that with an open mind, you're going to see they've been doing these psyops on us since at least the 60s.
And I will look at that, Jim.
Yeah, and you know Sharon Tate in the Manson case? Her father was a colonel in Naval Intelligence.
Wow. Now, I didn't know.
No, he was a colonel in Naval Intelligence. But I tell you, if you read these...
I'm trying to figure out how he can be a colonel in Naval Intelligence, since the Navy's equivalent rank for a colonel is captain.
I'm sorry, it might have been Army Intelligence, but he was a colonel in intelligence. But I tell you, it's just fascinating. So this George Floyd thing, it's probably faked. And if it's on television, there's a good chance it's fake.
Well, remember, they caught him, and, you know, who was it they caught? I think it was CNN that was supposedly doing a live report out of Libya when we were bombing the hell out of Muammar. And make a long story short, they wound up busting them. They were on a set. They weren't even in Libya.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Oh, I believe that. Absolutely. Well, anyway, I'm going to go. But remember, Miles Mathis, and he has some great articles that are real eye-openers. And on that note, you have a great weekend, Tim, and thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome, Jim. I appreciate your call, sir. And I hope you have a good weekend, too. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we really don't have time for any more calls. We're getting ready to close out the show here. Before I forget, I want to thank our sponsor, Extendivite, a very great product. Folks, if you're interested in feeling better, That's the main way I can say it. Go to heartdrop.com. That's heart, H-E-A-T, or H-E-A-R-T, D-R-O-P.com. And Don Wiskin will take care of you. He is a personal friend of mine, and he does sponsor the show. So we'd appreciate any business you threw his way. But it is a superb product. Okay, folks, we're about 2 minutes from wrapping it up. A few things I wanted to say. You've heard us talk about the mask for half the show. Sure would appreciate if you bought some from us if you want them, if you have a need for them. Don't just spend money to spend money, but if you need and want them, we've got them. RuralSurvival.life, that's RuralSurvival.life. You can learn all about them. Other things, situation awareness. Folks, you really need to pay attention to what's going on around you. Forget about Dancing with the Stars or, you know, whatever the current fad is. I don't know. But, you know, take time to read your local newspaper. Take time to meet and know people in your community. Keep your ear to the ground. And then at the same time, pay attention to what's going on nationally and globally. Like the old saying goes, forewarned is forearmed, and that's true. You know, don't let something sneak up and bite you in the ass. You know, pay attention to the economy. Pay attention to various threats throughout the world, and we are facing some right now. My crystal ball broke a long, long time ago, so I can't tell you exactly what's coming. But if you're prepared for it, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. You know, make sure you got enough food and water for your family. Make sure that you have a way of defending what you've got. Make sure that where you're geographically located is in a relatively safe area. You know, the best way to win a fight, especially one for survival and knowing that the odds are very much against you having to get in a fight, is the best way to avoid one. You know, in other words, I guess I'm trying to say, if there's a confrontation, the best way to win it's not be there. So I hope that makes sense. I hope I've said it right. So it's understandable. But like when I was in real estate, the three most important things they always said was location, location, location. All right, folks. In closing, I pray to God that you all have a safe and productive, fun weekend and week. So God bless America, folks. Bye-bye.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.